Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens all with you as we close out this week, this wonderful week that is mid-June. I mean, we can talk about it, what we watched last night, that amazing hockey game that ended in overtime.
How about that? Unfreaking believable.
And Taylor show up to their first hockey game together and they get that?
And they get that? I mean, a 3-0 lead in the first period by Florida dissipated fast, man. I mean, it went away fast and then Edmonton came back and won. That dude who had that bet, he's probably feeling pretty good today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They right? Is he happy or no?
I bet.
Yeah, I mean, right? He's got Edmonton, we said, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Okay. And Oklahoma.
Yeah. He may not get the Oklahoma one, but I mean, the Edmonton one now, hey, he's back in the ballgame with that series tied at two. And where are they going out
Edmonton.
Now? Back to Edmonton. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so they've got that series tied at two. Travis and Taylor were there last night, and which is really cool, which proves hockey's more popular than basketball. The big stars are going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and you've got nobody going to the... It's true. What stars showed up in the NBA Finals yet? Not Taylor Swift, not Travis Kelce. I love the fact, and this is where I want to be in life, and this is what I took away from that game last night. I just want to be Travis Kelce, showing up to the Stanley Cup Finals in like gym shorts and a sweatshirt, man. Like, he's to the point where, like, it doesn't matter. He's going to do what he wants to do, you know?
Which is the irony of that entire statement. That outfit was probably $4,000.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
But we're here like, yeah, I want to show up in gym shorts and a t-shirt for $12 at the, you know,
that's right,
the All in Motion section at Target. Travis, though, those are gym shorts like a Versace.
Yeah. So, like, oh, I know. Yeah. I'm sure he spent a pretty penny on it. But even still, like, to throw that on and be like, I'm going to this game and a hockey game. First of all, it's cold. Second of all, you know, just throwing on these gym shorts and this red shirt. And I'm going and you know, Taylor's all dressed up looking like the superstar that she is.
She looked great.
Yeah, she did. But I mean, that's where I want to be. Travis's life goals now, man. Like, I used to say all the time that if you're a dude and Derek Jeter wasn't your idol, you were doing it wrong. I think now the answer is Travis Kelce. If you're a dude and Travis Kelce isn't your idol, you're absolutely 100% doing it wrong. What is there not to love about Travis Kelce? And if you're a guy like, yeah, I'd trade my life for Travis Kelce's right now and have no problem with it. I'm sure somebody on the text line goes, well, I really love my wife. Dude, we're talking about Travis Kelce here. Come on now.
Would you rather be Travis Kelce or Timotee Chalamet?
Travis Kelce.
I think Chalamet's where I'd go.
Yeah, I'm
Hollywood.
Sure you don't have the you know, the wear and tear in your body and all that kind
of
stuff.
We get into semantics. I mean, Travis would be pretty damn cool.
Podcast
rest of your life.
Yep.
Whatever you want to do, like, you are the one that has to be like, no, thank you.
Right.
Right? Like, I don't think I want to do that. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, I'll do this.
Because
each one has the girl.
Right.
Like, it depends on which way you want to go in your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
But for me, it's Travis. And I mean, like, he's living the greatest life you could possibly live for any guy at this point in time.
Doesn't look fake.
Well, no, it's not.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of one thing I took away last night because I was wondering, you know, are we going to get people that are annoyed that they're a hockey game?
Of course.
Right. So that's where my head eventually went. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, these guys, you know, these two cats, they like really seem to be into each other.
They
like,
are.
Timotee and who is he with? Kylie? Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so.
And like, they actually, it looks real, right? It doesn't look like Ben Affleck walking to the door to let J-Lo in, slamming it shut.
Is that going on round three now?
No, that was the last time where it's like, you know, this guy's had enough.
Yeah.
It's just like, that doesn't look fun. Like, you have your friend group of people where you're like, man, I don't know if Shelly and Brian are actually into each other.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not going too well. Or like, as soon as they leave the room, you're like, so how do you think it went tonight with those two? It's like, well, she said this when you guys were out. It's like, oh, really? Whereas like when they're in the room, you're like, goals. Like, you want to, you know, like, they're looking at each other's cell phone and she's like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, I just pulled this one of one Paul Skeens auto card. Or not. Maybe it's the stock market and he's booming with his podcast.
Or he's just showing her pictures of them as everybody takes them and shows them that they're, you know, they're on TV.
Because I assume he's in Florida working out.
He
is. Why he's there.
Yep, he is.
She's there because she's in her off season.
Why
not?
Or that's her boyfriend or whoever or whatever, you know. So, yeah, no, he's working out down there in Florida. He'll be back next week, you know, for a mini camp and some other things. things that are going on, obviously. But he'll be back next week in Kansas City because I know Jerry Anselmo's stalking his house right now, trying to get him to come to BMA on Saturday. He's out in front of there with a sign that says, Taylor and Travis, join us on Saturday. I am not kidding about that.
I hope he wins.
You know, so it's Anselmo's like, I saw Travis. I told him I live by him. I'll show up to his house and tell him to come here. So if you see an old short man wandering around the, you know, the 119th and State Line area,
give him a strawberry pie.
Get him in your car, bring him down here. I'll take him home later on in the day because I got some other things going on. I'll get him home around noon today.
You got to put the little gate by the stairs?
You have to, man. Like, Mary Ellen, please lock all the doors and do not allow Jerry to sit in front of Travis and Taylor's house.
He is chipped, so if you have a reader, just scan that. Jasper or Bob will get we'll get a text immediately.
We get pinged. It's true. Yeah. Jasper and I get pinged.
What's he doing in Mission Hills again?
Son of a gun, Anselmo's on the loose. Somebody please go get Jerry for us. And so, no, we got the BMA this weekend, so Travis and Taylor can go to that. They can legitimately go to anything, right? And I asked you guys last night, if you were Travis and Taylor and could go to anything you wanted to go to, like, what would be on your list? Because there's literally nothing that those two can't go to if they just call and say, hey, it's Taylor and Travis. We want to come to this game, this event, this party, this thing. Like, they can go to anything. They got a ticket anywhere in the world. It's so cool. Where would you go?
Alcatraz to have sex.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I like that. Okay, that's a great idea.
But on
idea.
Top, yeah. Like where Nicolas Cage like hit the flares, you know, in the rock.
Yeah. He's wearing a wind jet.
I like that. That's a really good answer. What about you, Mac? He's front row of the NBA Finals like featuring Indy in Oklahoma City?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
They don't even want that.
No, they're not doing that.
Let me see. Let me play some hockey here and go watch Indiana. We're going to a hockey game, you know. And obviously, they were down there and whatnot. But still, man, it's still so cool to see our guy like just being represented everywhere.
Awesome.
And out in public, repping the Chiefs with the red on yesterday. And, you know, it's just, it's such a cool relationship. It really is. I don't know why people get so upset about it. And you said, you know, it looks real. It is real, you know, but there are people who want to say, oh, it's fake and phony and all this kind of stuff. It's going on year three, guys. Think about that. Yeah. This could be the third football season with Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. And it feels like it just started yesterday and it's still big news. Everybody still talks about it. Like, I told you, Page Six Sports on the New York Post website. It's all Taylor and Travis. That's all they talk about on there.
I know it's recency bias, and I'm younger, but this has got to be like top three celeb couple.
I think it's number one.
Okay.
I really didn't want to
say that because I didn't know it, but
I mean, you can go back to like Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio and things like that, or, you know, the Jenners and, you know, all those folks and whatnot. They don't get me motivated as much as athletes do. Like, I'm not a big celebrity guy or whatnot, but you got the number one pop star in the world versus maybe the best tight end who's ever played the game on maybe the greatest team ever with the best quarterback ever that America watches more than anybody. Like, we're the most watched football team. She's the most watched pop star. Yeah, I think it is, man. For me, it is.
Yeah, for me too.
I mean, think who's better? I mean, J-Lo and Affleck, that's over twice.
No, I mean, I don't think there's like, it's kind of unfair like when you take their celebrity statuses because they've been developed so long.
Yeah.
Like, they're both, what, 33, 34? They've
34, been in, 35, yeah.
They've been in the league of their own for so long now, and they're, I don't know if they'll ever get as popular as they are now in their league. So, like, to say like who's better is a tough question because you don't have any people on it. I would say that there's a duo coming for them once he's out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, once you get Paul Skeens in New York or something like that, or
that's
LA,
and
then you take Livy with him, then they will explode. Like, and they're just so young and fresh to the game. But like, he gets a $200 million contract to put pinstripes on, and you put her on Broadway. I mean, you're looking at the next sort of celebrity couple. But right now, like, Travis is on the way out. Taylor Swift's probably one more big worldwide tour away from the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got residency in Las Vegas. I doubt that ever happens.
Yeah. But she'll have residency in Kansas City, though. Like, T-Mobile. And I'm being serious about that. Like, that's something that she should look at doing and having just a residency here in Kansas City. I mean, how cool would that be? If you want to see Taylor Swift now going forward, you have to come to Kansas City and see Taylor Swift, right? We're not doing this Vegas, LA. It's Kansas City. I live here. The kids are here. The family's here. Travis is here. Yep. The garage beer's here. Let's go. Anselmo's looking for us. Let's go down to T-Mobile and have residency there. That would top anything that we could ever see in this town. But I go with Taylor because she's the best. And Livy Dunn, like, she's not a performer, right? She's not a pop star or something like that. And Paul Skeens and the Livy Dunn relationship may be one of the best things to happen to baseball, too,
yeah.
because that is going to get people and has already gotten people to be baseball fans and bought into, you know, into baseball. And people watch Paul Skeens all the time. Obviously, he's exceptional, but she's part of it as well. And as they continue to get older in their relationship and he continues to dominate and get better, it probably will be. But I think you have a hard time popping off Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce for what they do, especially Taylor, obviously, you know. And you're right about it, Dusty. The cool thing is they established their careers before each other, and they kind of got together towards the end, if you will, of their careers. And once it's all said and done, they settle down, have a family, and Leawood Elementary and Middle School will be more than happy to have their children. Let's go.
But yeah, this all starts because they were at the playoff game in Florida last night as the Panthers blew a 3-0 lead. I thought 2-0 is dangerous. It's
3-0 is very dangerous.
You're riding on thin ice there.
And it's only in the first period, so you still got 40 minutes left.
Right.
I mean, you know, anybody who thought the game was over, you know, on the Panthers side of things, obviously you did it wrong and you went to bed and you had two periods left and overtime and forgot to play the rest of the way, you know.
And then for those of you that missed it, we'll discuss it soon. But this was bad last night.
Two on, two out. Now the Yankees have a chance to crack the 0-0 score. Now the 0-1 pitch. Line drive off the tip of the glove of Pasquantino. Runner going to try to score. They throw to first. Safe there. Now runner coming home. The throw rolls away from Fermin. And runners end up at first and third. What a zany play. Paul Goldschmidt hit a line drive off the tip of Pasquantino's glove. Vinny turned and ran toward the tip of the outfield grass, still feeling with the pitcher covering. He had to make a play at first, but safe there, and then sprinting for home was Reyes. And then the belated throw from Irsay to Fermin.
And that's why it's considered zany by the one and only Danny Matthews. We'll go back on the other side. We'll discuss what's next for the Kansas City Royals and what should be the next move for this team and where you're at. 913-586-7965. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Friday on 96.5 The Fan. A little soggy this morning. It'll dissipate. We'll have a nice little humid Friday afternoon.
Oh, it's already started, man.
Oh, yeah, it's thick out there, isn't it?
Put my hand out the window this morning, came back in, it was soaked. I'm like, what is going on here? And then you drive past the station to get here, and the KMBZ studio, for whatever reason, had the light on. You could see all that condensation on the window and whatnot. So, yeah, it's supposed to be, I don't know if it's going to rain or not, depending on what weather app you use and look at. Some say it is, some say it isn't. So we'll just have to sit here and see. But hopefully the entire weekend is not washed out, and we all have a good weekend because there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yeah, right. I see the rest of the day, the high of 80, mostly cloudy, partly sunny. Saturday, 86, mostly sunny.
Yeah.
Sunday, 30% chance, so whatever that means, and 85. Monday, 87, clear. Tuesday, 87, clear. So, yeah, should be all right. Just going to be a little sticky.
Mm-hmm.
A little sticky last night. We'll dive into the Royals at 7 o'clock, but they lose. They go below 500. I would say, bottom of the barrel? Royals fans are probably feeling about what Chiefs fans felt like when they lost to the Raiders on Christmas Day a couple years ago. And a sweep to the Yankees. And now the A's are in town. We mentioned the A's yesterday as a team that they'll let you have it. You just got to go get it.
You got to go get it, man. Yeah, this is the elixir this weekend. Mm-hmm. Sacramento's rolling into town, man.
Sacrificial Sacramento.
Let's go. You can't beat Sacramento. You might as well just start trading pieces off. So this is the time to do all of that and get healthy against the Sacramento A's.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that series. Obviously, last night, disappointing. We played the audio for you before we went to break with the zany play. That looked like a play of a team that just absolutely lost, if I'm being honest. That looked like a play. That's one stepping stone, and we'll get into plenty more in the 7 o'clock hour. But that play last night looked like a team that was lost. That looks like a team that's they should believe in themselves, but the confidence level is very low. And I don't know if it's just because it's the Yankees and you're 0 of your last 8 against them and they just scare the absolute piss out of you. Or because the way it makes me feel right now is I played on a bunch of good Little League baseball teams, but every once in a while we went to those, you know, podunk towns and their pitcher was out there warming up 89 miles an hour, 12 years old. Like, oh my God, woo, I am not hitting this.
No, you're done. You're
and,
done.
And at that moment, the team is done.
Done.
I mean, there's just no chance.
Done.
Oh my God, Scotty got a foul tip. Like, that's the greatest. But I mean, you're hearing that glove pop. You're seeing that kid throw it. You're like, I don't have muscles like that, let alone, like, I don't have a jawline like that. You're checked out. Aaron Judge hit that home run that night one, gone.
Gone. You know what I mean? There's a couple of interesting things, though, from that series. You know that was only the third time in Royals history that they went winless in a season against the Yankees? That sounds bizarre to me because the Royals have some bad teams over the years. 2001 and 98 are the only other times in a season where the Royals went winless against the Yankees, which I thought was, wow, that's
fascinating.
That is a fascinating stat, I thought, because we had 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, like 2, 1, 0, like a lot of really bad, 17, 18, 19,
and
20,
this?
21, and 22, this? 23.
And the Yankees were good pretty much all those years. Like,
the Yankees were really good, right? So the Royals, that's only the third time in a season that the Royals have gone winless against the New York Yankees. But, you know, Yogi always said 90% of the game is half mental. And George always talks about that as well. If you feel like you're beat going into the game, you're already beat. And that's kind of where the Royals look right now. They look like they're a team. And no matter what sport you're in, if you don't believe that you're going to win that day or you're going to come up with a big moment or a hit that day or a key play that day, you're already cooked yourself. And so I think that's where they are mentally. You know, they are not in a spot where they believe that they're going to get the job done when it matters most. Because, well, they haven't, you know. And so how do you have that belief that you are going to get it done? And then it just compounds itself. So they got to figure a way out of it. Sacramento may help.
It's a trickle-down effect, man. It starts, you know, eating you away from the inside out. So something's got to change. We'll get into that at 7 o'clock. But it is one of the best weekends of the season. Shout-out to all the dads out there. Bob, shout-out to you. Mac, future Max. I don't know. Little Max.
Will you be known as Big Mac when you have a son and call him Little Mac? Please, you got to do it.
No, please don't.
Yeah, you have to do that. This is Little Mac. Get T-shirts. One that says Big Mac. One that says Little Mac.
Hey, Dad.
And you've never even had a Big Mac, right?
Snack wrap, Big Mac. Whatever,
right? OKC and six.
You've never had a Big Mac,
no,
right?
Of course.
I was gonna say, yeah.
You have had a Big Mac.
No, it's gold. Never had a Big Mac.
And then Spectre's never had a Big Mac.
Really?
My wife claims she's never had a Big Mac. I don't buy that.
Come on.
I mean, the Big Mac is a legendary sandwich.
Smash. So good.
If I ran a marathon, I'd have four Big Macs after I was done.
Seriously.
Just stack them all together.
But
just don't look at me.
Okay, but think about that. You run a marathon, you burn off all those calories. Four Big Macs probably puts it all right back up.
Oh yeah.
You know? Because like every mile, it's like 100 calories, right? So you run a marathon, 2,600 calories roughly, right? Ooh. And then you have how many calories in a Big Mac? You have four of those. You've exceeded the calories that you just burned running 26 miles.
If you don't just puke it all up. this is a good weekend because you have, for me at least, it's kind of like what feels like the second you're kind of getting into the gist of things of summer. Mm-hmm. It is Father's Day weekend for those that have one. And for those that don't, just always remember, like, you know, call your dads. Say hi to them. Say what's up. If you don't have one, you know, call somebody's dad.
I'm glad I don't have to call my dad on Father's Day this year.
You'll have him here.
They came in town last night. This is the first time in, like, I don't know, a decade that we spent Father's Day together.
That's awesome.
I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is cool.
Hopefully Josh Allen calls Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Pedro Martinez calls the Yankees. Maybe the Royals should call the Yankees, too.
Bears got to call Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly, yes. You know? Yep, they do.
Royals definitely need to call the Yankees tomorrow, like Bob had said. But no, I kid. But no, it's the U.S. Open this weekend, right? This is when it gets tough. Yesterday was the first round. It was interesting. Obviously, it's golf. It doesn't move the needle for a lot of people. There was an albatross yesterday. Mac, do you want to guess what an albatross is? It is a bird, oversized bird.
Oh, you should have let me guess. It was going to be way off.
No, I'm saying what it means in golf.
Like an outlier, right?
Oh,
like somebody actually did good when everybody else stunk. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, an albatross. So, like, there's in golf, there's a birdie, there's an eagle, there's an albatross, right? So, birdie is one, minus one.
Yeah.
Eagle is minus two. An albatross is three. So, on a par five, the guy hit it in on the second shot. Only three times in U.S. Open history has that happened. Wow. Unfortunately, yesterday happened to Patrick Reed.
How much more like difficult is the U.S. Open going to make the course now because that guy did that, right? All of a sudden, we're going to have
they're going to shrink the holes.
Make the holes smaller so you can't do something like that.
No, because that is what's interesting. That's funny that Bob says that because he's not far off from the attitude.
No, that's what they do.
The U.S. Open prides itself to make golfers frustrated. Like, we saw Scottie Scheffler slam his club into the ground yesterday.
Man.
What have you ever seen Scottie Scheffler show emotion if it wasn't for, like, a Ryder Cup or, like, for a Presidential Cup or he's won another championship or whatever it was? Yesterday, club into the ground, right? I didn't think he'd be the one that would do that because he's always cool hand Luke. I thought you'd see Spieth throw a club, Justin Thomas snap one over his knee.
Tiger.
You know, he would get it every once in a while. You know, he would just yell at himself. But, yeah, unfortunately, we'll never see that again. But no, the course is only going to get tougher because I think they're expecting rain. But Brooks Koepka makes his way up there. He had a moment yesterday with his caddy in the sand bunker. He talked about it, about how it was just kind of one of those check you moments where, like, we talked yesterday with the Royals. Who's going to be that guy that's going to, like, get in there and be like, F this? Brooks Koepka's caddy yesterday.
Really?
Said something to him, got to him, did something. Top five right now in the U.S. Open.
Wow.
And he had audio at the end of the tournament. He goes, you can ask JT, there was something going on. He goes, he even saw it. I was like, you all right, man? His caddy was like, checking him, man. It's majors Brooks. This is when tournaments matter for Brooks Koepka. He steps up in majors. Got checked by his own caddy in the bunker yesterday. Went out there and started lacing the golf ball. Sometimes that works.
So got checked like
his caddy's like, hey, suck it up, hey, Buttercup.
Come on.
Quit being a B.
Quit crying. And but that's the mindset, though, in sports. Everybody who's golfing in that thing, baseball players, football players, you've got to have that right mindset. And I guarantee you, everybody went into that U.S. Open going, oh, this course is going to be tough. It's going to be hard.
It's hard.
And then the first shot was hard, and then everybody's just, you know, complains from there. And that's the mindset thing. You've got to change your thinking. And when my therapist was still around and I was going to therapy, one of the great things he always told me, he goes, when you start to have those anxietal feelings and those negative feelings, change your thought process. Start thinking about something positive. Oh, think about something that makes you smile. So I always pictured, I remember picking up my daughter at preschool and she would run into my arms. And so I always switch my line of thinking to that. And it's easier said than done because it's not easy to switch that line of thinking. But that's what athletes need to do. You need to change that mind of thinking. And if this caddy did that to Brooks Koepka, he deserves more of the pot than Brooks Koepka does, because that'll be the reason why Brooks ends up winning. This guy said the right thing to him, changed his whole line of thinking, and here we sit. And so it'll be fun to watch. I like the carnage in the U.S. Open. I think everybody kind of does, because whoever plays, you don't. It makes them look a little bit human, and they don't like it, obviously. But you know going in what it's going to be, and so you've got to prepare yourself mentally, and you can't let the course get to you mentally, and you can't let sports get to you mentally. But, again, easier said than done.
Right. So your leaderboard, Spahn at -4. He'll tee off at 11:52. Lawrence, he's the South African. Thriston, what a great name that is. Thriston. Great name. Sung J.M. -2. Brooks Koepka tied for third, -2. Kim, -2. John Rahm, former U.S. Open winner, -1. And then my guy that we're pulling for, Colin Morikawa, even tees off in about 10 minutes. So we'll be locked in on that. But Stephen A. Smith had something to say that kind of is the problem with the NBA, according to Mac Morey.
And oh, by the way, just in case he was talking about me, my brother, I'm not going away.
No, you're not.
I'm going to be here for a while. You said, read the news? I'm going to be here for a while. So next year and the year after that and the year after that and the year after that, I'm going to be here. And players far more accomplished and far more superior have made their efforts trying to call me out. How has that worked out?
Dr. Mackenstein, you want to digest this a little bit?
I just think it's...
Because he was talking about
Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah. Give me one second.
Who he talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because I didn't know who he was talking about.
Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton's who he's talking
That's
about.
That's on Tyrese Halliburton, and this is what Tyrese had to say after the game, because this all started because Stephen A. Smith said Tyrese Halliburton isn't a superstar, all these things, in the midst of an NBA Finals. We just talked to Tyrese Halliburton, had another game winner, and Stephen A. Smith gets to go on TV and basically... crap talk the guy we're all kind of
was
trying to
Was that the post-game show right there, or was that Stephen
A.? First take.
That is first take, because it sounded like his post-game show, you know, demeanor.
Very calm,
very calm and, you know, subdued.
Yeah. But this is Tyrese after the game two that they won.
I think the commentary is always going to be what it is. You know, most of the time, the talking heads on the major platforms, I couldn't care less, honestly. Like, what do they really know about basketball? But I think as a group, you know, and watching film myself, seeing where I can get better is...
Yeah, so he goes on and talks what about do they, film.
I hate athletes who say that. You got a better skill set than I do. Doesn't mean you know more about the game.
So, fair. And I agree with some of that. I think that's fair. And this is Stephen A's job. But also, Stephen A. Smith, you're down-talking star players. Not superstar players in your mind, that's fine. But this is part of the problem with the NBA. So much of the media crap-talks these players and talks about the past. Well, he's not Bob Cousy. Well, he's not Stockton. Well, he's not this. Okay, but he is the best point guard in the league right now. And he is the best passer that, you know, a 14-year-old's ever seen. And he's growing up thinking this guy is the bee's knees. And then you're crap talking. He's going, well, I guess this isn't really that fun anymore.
Yeah.
Shaq going, literally trash talking every good player that ever plays, every center that plays right now besides Jokic. He trash talks like, okay, these players are really good, though. Like, it'd be good to uplift these players. Imagine Michael Strahan getting on, you know, morning Sunday football or whatever and just calling out Joe Burrow or something. It just wouldn't happen. The NFL wouldn't let it happen. The NBA needs to not let this happen.
Well, I think that's part of the job, but I think the NBA, and I've just kind of come around to this like just now, the NBA spends way too much time trying to figure out who's going to be the next face, yes. man. Like, I'm so over it. It's such a tired narrative. Yes. It really is. Like, that's all they talk about in the NBA, and that means they have a bigger problem than that, right? They're trying to grab viewers. Mm-hmm. The ratings suck. Not a lot of people are interested. Travis and Taylor at hockey versus the NBA. Like, seriously, though, like the NBA's always been the star studded games, right? Hockey's really never been that. Taylor and Travis show up to a hockey game and the commissioner's the biggest star showing up to the NBA games right now. Like, that's got to hurt the NBA a little bit, but they spend so much wasted time talking about who the face of the league is. Like, who the hell cares? It's like these producers at ESPN don't have any other brain cells other than, well, who's going to be the next face of the NBA? Who should be the face of the NBA? Wednesday, mm-hmm. who could be the face of the yep. NBA? Like, it's the same thing over and over again. And when you're trying to do that, you're missing out on a lot of other things that are going on in the NBA or the NFL or whatever league you're trying to find the face of. But it sure seems like the NBA just spends wasted time talking about who the face of the league is. I don't know that I hear that in the NFL. Maybe there is, but I'm not looking for it. I don't hear that in Major League Baseball.
No.
You know, they're not looking for the next face of the league. Let's just talk about what's going on right now. But it always reverts back. Every conversation that seemingly happens about the NBA on a national level reverts back to who the face is and are these guys good enough to beat Michael Jordan 27 years ago.
Yep. Sounds a lot like the MLB as well.
You think?
Yeah. Well, back in my day, I'd hit 340.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, it's not your day. Like, there's new stats that declare that baseball is tougher today than it was yet, like in 1980. And who's going to be the face of baseball? I don't know. Why don't you worry about baseball before you worry about a face? You have to have a platform before you can stand on it, right?
And like, the NBA should take that same damn advice. Like, worry about your league first.
Like, get your league popular before you get somebody popular in it.
Right.
Yes. You can't be a standalone in something that doesn't exist.
Like, the NBA is looking for their Caitlin Clark, and I'm not joking when I say that. They need Caitlin Clark in the NBA, whoever that person is going to be. TV ratings are down 50% in the WNBA now that she's not playing and she's been injured. So she's clearly the face of that league. People tune in for her. I don't know that the NBA has that one player, and I don't even know that the NFL truly has that one player that people are tuning in for. You're tuning in for the Chiefs, or you're tuning in for the Cowboys. It's always been about the teams in the NFL, America's team. It ain't America's face.
I think Mahomes is that guy, though, because I think anybody outside of Kansas City that's not a Chiefs hater is going to be like, what's this guy going to do?
Yeah.
Even the Chiefs haters.
But even the Chiefs haters want to tune in. But you're also tuning in to watch the Chiefs, right? You're tuning in to Kelce and all this other stuff, right? Like, the NBA is, what a waste of a league. It really is. Like, the stuff that they do, they need a hard reset and try to figure out the proper way to go about it. And maybe you take the baseball approach. Change a couple of rules. Speed the game up a little bit. You know, focus on your local markets and not having this national face for the game. Like, and it's also too, like, the NBA media is trying to push the NBA to be bigger and better and to be the best sport in America. And quite frankly, when you look at the numbers, it's the third most popular sport in America right now, behind obviously the NFL and Major League Baseball. There's not a big gap between baseball and football, but still more people watch baseball in this country than they do watch the NBA. Mm-hmm. And when you have these games, the finals and all this kind of stuff going on, and you got people screaming at each other on a set of who the face is and Stephen A. whispering and trying to get revenge on a player, that, I mean, it's drama, it's fun, we're talking about it, but that doesn't move the league forward.
Well, I do believe this tweet or this text to be accurate. It's where it says Steven's problem is that he thinks he's above the game.
Yes.
Yes, it's 100% right.
He's threatening this player. Yeah.
Like, that's the thing that's annoying. Is
but
that,
they let him think that.
Yes.
And that's the problem, because you have Voldemort, you know, that just lets these guys go around and do whatever they want to do. As long as he has, you know, his job and it's secure and all that, it's essentially you've let the bullies run the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happened. You're having Shaq come out here and say these things. You're having Stephen A. be this guy. You have Kendrick Perkins, who was a mid NBA player his entire career.
At best.
And he's out here thinking that he's a five-time champion that has all these records and stats. And that's the problem with the NBA, is that you have all of these bullies running the school, to where all these other guys that are just trying to go throughout their day and play in the league can't, because these guys, all of a sudden, some guy starts to sprout up and they shove them back into the locker and they just go, this is my hallway. This is my school. It's like, no, this hasn't been your school, Shaq. And you don't need to wear your Letterman's jacket to the local bar and scream class of 99 every time you walk in. We know who you are. Your time is up. You are a commentator now. You are a DJ. Questionable, because I don't know at what point, at what age you can be to where that kind of stuff is still okay.
How old is Shaq? He's in his 50s.
Gotta be 50s, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's EDMing. He's caking people.
DJ Diesel.
I guess, I don't know. Does that music have an age limit? I'm getting off on a tangent here. But like, to me, it's just that you got to let your sport grow. And when you start to see your sport grow, you can't just go smother the flower. And that's what they're doing.
It seems like what they're doing. Every time it's like they do that. But I will take a little umbrage with that text, because you go down to the plaza today or wherever you want to go and just start asking people, who have you heard of, Stephen A. Smith or Tyrese Haliburton? And I guarantee you, Stephen A. Smith, probably 3-1 over Haliburton. Right?
You know who knows that? Stephen A. Smith.
Right, and exactly. And he knows that. And look at his contract and look at his check. How many NBA players are making more money than Stephen A. Smith right now? Not many. I think he signed a $400 million contract, if I'm not mistaken. $400 million contract was the word on the street about Stephen A. Smith, I think. Find me an NBA player other than like LeBron James, you know, that's making that kind of change. And so Stephen A. Smith is doing and saying what he's saying because he can. Ugh. He's more popular than just about any other NBA player other than LeBron James, probably. Right? If you ask the casual sports fan, who do you know, and you rank these NBA players and put Stephen A. Smith's name in there, I bet you he's probably 2 or 3 behind LeBron James and maybe, you know, Steph Curry or something like that. But he probably is, I would say, a top 10 figure in the NBA. That's including players, coaches, general managers, and all that. Everybody knows who Stephen A. Smith is. He has that platform. They pay him that way. And so while the text is correct, he acts like he's bigger than the game. He kind of is.
He almost got LeBron courtside.
Yeah, yes. I mean, he kind of is. Yes. He's kind of bigger than the game because everybody knows who he is.
Which could be a good thing. Use it for it. Lift this game up.
But they're not doing that. They're just fighting with each other. It's like children.
On a lighter side,
I know he's proud. I miss him. I would tell him that I used all the life lessons that he taught me, not just about football, but about life and being a good man and a good husband and a good father. And that I think I'm doing okay for myself. But I know he's proud. I miss him like crazy. I actually lean on some of his friends now, you know, guys like Bill Cowher, you know, that he, you know, coached with. But Father's Day will be a special day. I'm obviously a father of two amazing kids, and I'll talk to my mom, and I know he's looking down on me, but I appreciate you making me get teared up, you know, up here the last day of minicamp.
So that's Brian Schottenheimer talking about his dad, Marty Schottenheimer, there as they ask him about Father's Day and being a head coach for the first time in his life. I mean, that's right there, man.
That's what it's about, right? And he talks about his dad. And what's the best advice your father has ever given you?
Never volunteer first. No, I kid. I'm joking. He's like, never be the first one to raise your hand. No, I don't know. I would say to be true to myself. Which I think that's probably like, vague, ho-hum. But no, it means a lot, because if you are true to yourself and you trust in yourself and you think that you could do something, then damn it, go achieve it. I remember when I wanted to get my permit so bad, I never read more in my life about anything other than what I was going to get tested on. And I went in there and got my permit right away. My dad pulled me to the side. He's like, you know, when you put your mind to something and you want to go do something, you trust you can do it, you can always do it. He goes, because you just got that in 3 weeks. That was with your cell phone. And that was the real reason why.
That's why you wanted to study, yeah. What about you, Mac?
There's a lot, I would say, just instilling confidence. But overall, as a lesson, I would, like, really simple and early on, but, like, looking people in the eye. Literally, eye contact, handshakes, confidence, going up, introducing yourself.
That goes for Sydney Sweeney, too, when you meet
Absolutely.
Her for the first time.
Absolutely, yeah, you know it.
That is good advice, looking people in the eye and actually talking to somebody and not being on your phone the entire time.
Yeah,
that's good advice. I always look back at my dad, and I use it every day. Enjoy the moment. Like, I'll never forget the best advice. I'm 86, Giants win the Super Bowl. Mm. My dad says, enjoy this. It's not going to happen again. Yes, it will. No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. And that's been the message that I've tried to produce here for the last 10 years with the Royals and Chiefs doing what they're doing. Instead of worrying about the stuff that really doesn't matter, focus on what's good. Focus on what's fun. Enjoy the moment. Live in the moment because, yeah, the Royals may be a game under 500, but it's better than being 20 games under 500 like we're used to. Yeah, the Chiefs lost in the Super Bowl. It's better than not being in the Super Bowl. Like, focus on what matters. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on the mundane, the minutiae, the little stuff, the asinine stuff in sports. Just focus on the winning. Focus on the games. Focus on the enjoyment and really enjoy those moments because before you know it, it's all going to be gone. It is. Patrick Mahomes is going to be done sooner rather than later now. We're at that point of his career where he's got more of the past behind him than the future ahead of him, most likely. And so you've got to appreciate that kind of stuff. And I'm so glad he told me that because as a kid, 40 years ago now, I mean, 86, I'm still carrying that advice with me today is to enjoy this because it doesn't happen often. And that's why I just can't get upset when things aren't going the way. Like, I'm not going to scream about Lewisburg anymore. Like, that doesn't do anything, right? It doesn't matter. You've got to enjoy the good because the good doesn't happen a lot in sports. And when it does, man, it happens so fast and it's over before you know it because this Chiefs thing is going to be over and people are going to go, man, that happened fast. I didn't enjoy it enough. Enjoy the damn ride.
My dad would also say, just treat others the way you want to be treated. That's another,
for sure,
another
big
one. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I mean? Coming up on the other side, don't forget, we will get more into these Royals. But I have a situation that is in my friends group that was brought to us via text. I asked this question, how much of Father's Day is all about dad? We'll get into that on this side here. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fernier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, welcome back into it. It is a Father's Day edition of Fesco and Dusty. Dad of this show, dad of two at home. Kind of, yeah, you're like the dad of the station.
For sure.
It ain't Cody. I mean, I know he's a dad, but he can't be looked at as like a dad, right? It ain't Carrington. I know he's a dad, but he can't be the dad. Gold ain't anywhere near a kid.
Such a smooth ride.
Yeah. But, sorry, my shoe's untied, Dad. Tire shoe, kid.
Oh, my God.
Trip on your face.
Speaking of dads, did you see Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, of course.
You did, right?
Yeah,
it came out this day, 1986. That's a great movie dad right there.
And that's definitely him doing the dive at the very end.
Could you imagine your old man showing up at college and hanging out with you?
Sleeping with your teacher?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So he's like 50 years older than
you? Yeah.
Of course I've seen that movie, man.
Thornton Mellon showing up at college. But that's funny. It came out this day in 1986. Mac, have you seen Back
to School?
No.
Come on.
No. Do you know who Rodney Dangerfield is?
That kid, get a little respect.
Yeah, give the guy a little respect. Yes. Go Google like Rodney Dangerfield on him with Carson and him and like, oh my God. It's hysterical.
Johnny, the best guy to ever interview anybody.
For sure.
Just lets him go.
Yeah.
Like he just one of those moments where he knows he's just like yacked out. And he's just like, go ahead. And then, like, Rodney just like, hey, you know, I tell my wife, you know, sleep on the other side of the bed. I wake up alone still. It's like, and then, like, there's like a second pause. And then it's just like, and the other day, I was, you know, they say, you know, life gives you lemons. I somehow wake up with limes. Like, all right. Like, it doesn't make sense, but you're just like, the hell is this guy talking about? It's like,
get to Rodney Dangerfield for a little bit later in the show. It's really good. It's so
cocaine
much fun.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Especially in 1982.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, Rodney, baby.
Yeah.
We lost Dangerfield a while ago.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But no, back to school, ladybugs, yeah. Caddyshack.
Caddyshack is an, I mean, I
now
mean,
I know why tigers eat their young.
Yeah. Looks good on you. Yeah. Such a good movie. Oh, my arm, it's broken.
Yeah. What's Chevy Chase say? Like, yeah, you're just, you're not good.
Yeah. Yeah. Chevy Chase's best line out: pool or pond? Pond would be good for you.
Yeah. Well, we got a pond, actually. It'd be best for you. Yeah. Do you know who that guy was, Danny? Bob Hope? Mitch Kumstein.
Mitch Kumstein, college roommate. Yep. Night putting with the Deem's daughter.
So how much do you believe? Because, like, you know how, like, when it's Mother's Day?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, it's Mom's Day, whatever you want. And she's like, just grill out. I don't want to cook if I normally do. Or, like, I don't want to do the laundry if that's something you do it. How much of that is always, like, whatever she wants, let her have it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So do we apply the same for Father's Day?
Well, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
So my buddy sends us a text the other day, and he's like, hey, what are you guys doing Sunday? I know it's short notice, and I know it's Father's Day, but I figured I would ask. And I was, you know, obviously, well, I'm busy. I got, you know, two different households. I got a stepdad. Shout out to the stepdads, too.
Yep.
They're just as celebrated on this day as Father's Day as well, because they are the same thing. And, you know, I'm busy. Everybody's busy. And we're like, you know, what gives? Why are you looking? He's like, well, he's like, the other side of the family, the in-laws, want to go to, like, Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun. And I don't really want to do that. And I don't want to go out there and be around a bunch of people on, you know, I just want to sit by a pool or the house and relax, sip a few brews, and just hang out. Does he have the clout on Father's Day as the dad to be like, you know what? You all go ahead and do that. I'm going to stay at home.
Yeah, and he absolutely does, because it is Father's Day. It should be about him, right? Brother Ryan used to do Father's Day in a different way, and I'm sure he still does, but it was like, go down to the basement, close the door, and leave me alone, and I want to watch games. I want to do my thing. This is Father's Day, and I used to look at him and go, you don't want to spend it with the kids or anything like that? He goes, no, it is Father's Day. This is what I want to do. This is my day, and I'm like, okay, fine. If that's the way you want to look at it, that's fine. Because it is Father's Day, right? Mm-hmm. And so I don't have a problem with your friend telling his other side of the family, no, I'm not interested in doing that. And nobody should have an issue with that. It is Father's Day. This isn't, you know, a random Sunday where the families are getting together or anything like that. Father's Day should be, what do you want to do for Father's Day, Pops? You know, what are you interested in doing for Father's Day? And then let the father decide what they want to do. And I know wives always want to take control and they're better at all that stuff than we are. But quite honestly, at the end of the day, it is Father's Day. You ask the father what he wants. Mother's Day, you ask the mother what she wants to do, and you do what they want to do. Now, if they say, I don't care, nothing, and then you schedule an event, then you can't bitch about it later on. But if you said, hey, I'd like to go to the ball game, I want to have a cheeseburger from wherever, and I want to go and have a cocktail with you at night and celebrate the day with the kids, then you got to do that. You got to respect the wishes. But if the father says, I don't care, whatever we want to do, whatever you feel is cool, let's do it, then the father can't sit around and bitch about that either.
Mm. Yeah, because I was just wondering, like, if you don't want to do it, you don't have to go, right? Like, you can just, if that's what they want to do, like, okay, like, have fun. Like, I'm just,
And then you can look at them and go, you don't want to spend Father's Day with your father? Mm. Like, yeah. And if the kids go, no, we want to go to Oceans of Fun, then that's fine. Go to Oceans of Fun and do your thing. But no, I think you have to ask the father of the family what he wants. It's Father's Day.
Yeah, it's only right.
Yeah.
And most of the time it'll be, like you said, nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Lay on my couch, eat a burger or something.
Yeah. Because Jen said, she goes, what do you guys want to do for Father's Day? Do you guys want to go to the Royals game? And yeah, sure, we'll go to the I called my dad. You want to go to the ball game? Yeah, we'll go to the ball game. We'll have do some brunch at the beginning and then go out to the ball game and have some fun out there and do all that kind of stuff and, you know, watch Sacramento take on Kansas City and call it a good Father's Day. But my wife asked what we wanted to do, and then I asked my dad what he wanted to do because that's his day. That's what you do. Like, you can't just be planning stuff and telling your husband or father that this is what they're doing on Father's Day. What if they don't want to do that? What if they want to mow the lawn? What if they want to clean the pool? What if they just want to be alone on Father's Day? Well, whatever it is, you got to ask. If they say it doesn't matter, then you can go ahead and plan all your events.
Mm-hmm.
But dragging him along to the in-laws, Oceans of Fun Day, sounds like hell.
Well, that's what they want to do.
Don't care. Yeah, that's what I would tell them. I don't really care what your parents want to do. It's Father's Day.
It's going to be hot.
Hey, Oceans of Fun.
Sticky. Dirty.
Mm. I'm like, yeah, you have fun with that.
Daddy's going to get hammered at the house and watch the U.S. Open in the Royals.
It smells like a skunk in the, you know, later on. No coming knocking, right?
You don't want to know what I did to that thing.
Yeah. Ooh, baby, it was under the crawl space, and I'll tell you what, I just, oh, God, the skunks.
And you know what he really hated? He hated the sound of the shot vac.
Yeah.
You know, that's what got him out. It's going to smell like that for a little bit, but don't worry about it.
It'll dissipate.
Yeah. Also, I had to use the pink eraser to get some stuff off the garage floor, those scuffs. They come off real well with that pink eraser. Huh? And my allergies are terrible, if you have to ask.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The last couple of days have been brutal with the allergies, right?
Oh, man. I'd show up to work at the morning shift at Jack's. I'd be like, good Lord, lichens your eyes. I said, yeah, allergies are crazy. Like, it's December 5th.
That's all right. I'm allergic to dust mites, and I haven't dusted in a while. It happens.
No doubt. No doubt. So,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to all you dads out there, stepdads out there.
And the Thornton Millen.
Yeah. And I swear, if you go watch that dive, it is definitely Rod.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Are you? No, it is not.
No, it's one of the worst cover-up actings I've ever seen.
It's not.
It's like, when did he turn? Like, when did Rodney Dangerfield turn into a 30-year-old man with, like, greased back black hair
and no
six,
gut
and a six-pack?
Yeah. Get no respect. I get on the diving board and they think I'm thin.
It's called a diving board. You should call it a dying board. Every time I jump off, I feel like death.
Makes no sense, but he's so funny.
Yeah, never. Coming up, we have to discuss what has to change for these Kansas City Royals, because something does. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.